Good afternoon. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton. We are gathered here today to say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, Verdell Nierman. And on behalf of the Nierman family, I want to thank you all for being with us today. As we begin this afternoon, I just want to point you to the first hymn, which is number 461. Please note that we will be singing stanza one, and then following that with 6, 7, and 8. So we'll begin our service with hymn number 461, located in the hymnal in front of you in your pew. The order of worship is found printed for you in this purple bulletin. We begin with the invocation, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Verdell was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We now continue by speaking together the words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Verdell and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. The Old Testament reading today comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, beginning with verse 10. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading today comes from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, beginning with verse 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel reading comes to us from the book of St. John, chapter 11, beginning with verse 17. Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We now continue by speaking together the words of our common Christian faith, the words of faith that Verdell shared with us the many years of her life, and we will use the Apostles' Creed this afternoon. If you need the words, you can find them printed on the back flap of your hymnal today. We speak the Apostles' Creed together. "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." In commemoration of the years of service Verdell had here at Trinity in the Ladies' Aid, we are going to ask the Ladies' Aid to remain standing for this next hymn. The rest of the congregation may be seated. Please turn to hymn number 770, which is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And the ladies will remain standing, but we will sing the hymn together. Hymn 770. Thank you very much, ladies. You may be seated. To the family and friends of Verdell Nierman, to those who are gathered here today to celebrate her life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Louis, devoted husband of 61 years, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I think most of you know that I'm still relatively new around here. In fact, I've only been pastor here at Trinity in Hoyleton for a little over 2 months now. And unfortunately, what that means is that I didn't quite have a good opportunity to get to know Verdell personally. It was, I think, just before I moved here to Hoyleton, I think exactly a week before I arrived, that Verdell, our dear sister in Christ, had suffered a stroke, and it had made it almost impossible to communicate with her the last couple months of her life. And yet, I can tell you, I can stand before all of you today, and I can say with utmost confidence that Verdell, our dear sister in Christ, was a faithful Christian, a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ until the very end of her earthly life. And I can say that because I actually personally witnessed the fruits of that faith as I would go to visit Verdell in her hospital room. You know, there weren't many things I could say to her that would get much of a reaction from her. But there's one thing I could say each and every time, and she would react, no matter how small it might have seemed. But that was the Lord's Prayer. Verdell loved the Lord's Prayer. And when I would pray that prayer, and she could hear me praying that prayer, her eyes would start to open, and she would start to make noise. And I could tell that she was trying to pray that prayer along with me. And I'll tell you what, it was absolutely motivating for me to see a woman who was experiencing such difficult days in her life and yet still trusting in her Lord Jesus Christ above all things. So this week, I decided I wanted to do a little bit of digging, and I wanted to learn a little bit more about Verdell. I was trying to learn as much as I possibly could about this woman, and actually, with a little bit of help, I came across something that I thought was very interesting, and I wanted to share it all with you. It's actually something that was written in a book that was published about 30 years ago, and I want to read this to you now. It goes like this. Cream butter until soft. Add sugar and cream until fluffy. Add eggs one at a time. Beat well. Sift flour, soda, baking powder, and salt. Add dry ingredients alternately with sour cream, beginning and ending with flour. Stir in vanilla. Pour half of batter in greased 8x12-inch pan. Cover with half of topping. Repeat with remaining batter and topping. Bake 35 to 40 minutes, 325 degrees. I'm sure that's not what you were expecting me to read in the middle of a funeral sermon. And yes, I did just read a recipe to you, but this is not just any old recipe. This was a recipe found in a book that I'm sure some of the ladies over in those benches might recognize. This is the Ladies Aid Cookbook from Trinity that was published back in the late 1980s, about 30 years ago. And that recipe that I just read to you was one that was submitted by none other than Verdell Nierman. You know, cooking was one of her favorite things to do. And I also understand that sharing recipes with friends and with her sisters was also something she really was famous for. And so I figured it would probably be okay with her if I shared one more recipe with all of you today. Is this recipe came straight out of her kitchen. And you know what gets me the most about this one is actually what she named it. You ready for this? It's called Yum Yum Coffee Cake. And you know, things like that really help us to reflect on the kind of woman Verdell was. You know, that we can actually see her more for her individual personality, not just in general, you know. That not only did she like to cook, but she apparently liked to have fun when she would cook. And it got me thinking, you know, on a day like today, it's really appropriate for us to think about what it is that makes a person who they are in this life. Another way to put that would be, what goes into the recipe of someone's life, of your life, of my life? We could think about that, what would be the recipe of Verdell's life. And certainly we would maybe start with some ingredients, you know, based on things that she really liked, you know, like cooking. But I also understand we would definitely have to add shopping to that list as well, right? But then you might get a little bit deeper than that. You think, well, we could also add, for example, her servant heart. We just saw a wonderful example of the ladies' aid singing, and we know that she gave to this congregation over the years, that she was a servant here. But she was also a servant in her family, too, wasn't she? I think one of the most amazing things I've ever heard about her was that she was the primary caretaker for her mother for 14 years. 14 years after her mom had suffered a stroke. That's amazing dedication. But, you know, there's other things we could add to this recipe, too. Speaking of family, you know, what about all of the relationships she had with different members of her family? What about the 61 years of marriage to you, Louis? Being a devoted mother to Natalie and Jennifer? And, of course, I've also heard about her special relationship with her only granddaughter, Courtney, and how proud she was of all your accomplishments, and how happy she was able to go to your guys' wedding in October. So when you add up all those things, you add up her interests, and you add up her service to others and her family, you come up with a pretty good idea of who Verdell was. But we're still missing a very important ingredient. Actually, the most important. Because without this ingredient, the entire recipe falls apart, doesn't it? I'm talking about the one thing that truly makes any of us who we are in this life and beyond. The one thing that really gives us our identity, and that is the faith that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. A faith that is given to us when we are baptized, a faith that grows our entire lives long as we worship, as we hear the Word of God, as we approach His altar, and we receive the body and blood of Christ in communion. That faith is the single most important thing in Verdell's life, because that faith is what gave her hope, no matter what was going on. You know, Verdell didn't always have it very easy, and yet she never gave up, she never despaired, she never threw in the towel and turned her back on God. Why? Because she believed God's promises to her. She knew that a much better day was coming, a day that she's experiencing now, where there is no more pain, where there is no more illness, where there is no more suffering and sorrow of any kind whatsoever. You know, earlier in the service, we heard the words of John chapter 11. And I think that passage really goes well with what we're talking about here. It's a famous story. It's the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, but it's maybe a different part of the story than we're used to hearing. It's the part where Jesus actually is having a conversation with Lazarus' sister, Martha. And you know, at this point in the passage, Martha's not really having what you would call a good day. Her brother had just died. She's pretty upset about that. And what Jesus says to her reminds her very gently that this life is not all there is. What he says to her is, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. In other words, Jesus wants Martha to see the big picture. The only thing that death can take away from any of us is our physical life. But for those of us, as Jesus reminds us, those of us who have that faith, that one important ingredient in our recipe of life, we will live forever. And you know, if you think about it, the real reason why any recipe is special is not because of the individual ingredients involved. It's not because of the process of cooking itself. The thing that makes a recipe special is the actual meal that comes as a result. Because the meal is the end result. The meal is the big picture. And from a spiritual perspective, God wants us to focus on the meal, not just on the recipe. And God is using the ingredients of our lives each and every day to prepare us for that meal. And it's not just any meal. It's a heavenly banquet. It's the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which will have no end. It's the meal that Verdell is enjoying right now. And it's amazing. But what's even better than that is that God is doing the same exact thing in each and every one of us too. For thousands of years, God has been using that same key ingredient in the lives of all of his children. Faith in his Son, who died on the cross, shed his blood, rose again on Easter morning. And because he is the resurrection and the life, and because we believe in him, we know that one day we will be raised up too. And we are going to sit at that heavenly banquet table alongside Verdell and alongside all other believers who have gone before us in the faith. That's the big picture. And if you ask me, that's a real recipe for hope. May God bless each and every one of you today and always. In his name, amen. And now, may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. But when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation, take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art.
Congregation, may please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Verdell Nierman and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Verdell and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is Rock of Ages. It's number 761. You may be seated.